Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Sounds like this. Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Well, what a great show from DJ Ski. Thanks, DJ Ski, for the last 2 hours. That's what Yuta says anyway. Just sometimes like this. He'll be here shortly, so I'm just going to keep things going. Just some random things now, innit?
I want to look sentimental, man. I'm attached to you like Bandeda. Oh, man. I want to look sweet, but you're man, all around. Cream. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. Possess you like I should. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. Access you like I should. I'm not the bacon or a clerk dressed in silk. I'm not the gardener, I'm the man who carry the milk. 100% fresh, natural what you think. That's when you slowly when you rule the whole place I sing. Your enemies can be on the matter. Where did you get that mink with your dumbing style? You look profile, I love it when you win. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. Possess you like I should. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. Access you like I should. Woman in a me cottage is where you belong. Spend the whole night singing the same song. Love movie, get groovy, and this was my plan. All my dreams were shattered when I heard you have a man. Oh, house and me money, you me Betty Pan, I me lose every penny. This is my confession. She know what she was, she a sterling, so she keeps shining. Fresh like the water from the Evian spring. She no big and blah 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 blah. She slim and trim. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. I test you like I should. Good looking girl, how you look so good, I wanna be personal. Sexy down, woman, your looks is a must. IQ a A+, and you no stop flam fly. You take you lap on the earbuds. Remember na TV, your shadow you feature. So many times they try to arm you. Numerous a million one because I want to see you live up with your hills and your valley full of curves. No slow me can express myself.
We've got a little superstar in the studio.
Oh, who's that?
It's not Chris from Sounds Like This. It's Ollie from Sounds Like This. Come on, Ollie. Oh, look at that hair. That's all the hair your dad wishes he had. Oh, he's a little champion. How are you, Ollie? I haven't seen you for ages. You all right? Now, what tunes have we selected for today? I know you do. I've seen you dancing to my music, little boy. Well, I'm going to play you next. Until he gets ready, I'm going to play you, Ollie, a Leroy Smart. What do you think? Shall we go for it? Okay, I got a nod. Just take it from me. I got a nod. All right, we're going out with Budger Banton, and we're coming in with Ollie's select. Is it Ollie Welsh? We're coming in with Ollie Welsh's selection. Watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's good, isn't it, Ollie? It's good. You like it? Come on, son.
Go. Jah is my light and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Who shall I be afraid of? Oh Jah, oh Jah.
Yes, yes, yes. What a tune. Big shout out to DJ Ski for the little bit of overtime. I'm building it up, aren't I? I'm gonna invoice me. And I've got my co-presenter, Ollie Sito, here today. Which means that you'll probably hear some Tribe Called Quest or some Chronics. Got an interview with
sounds like this. Sunday's 5 to 7 p.m. Sheffield Live.
Yeah, me and DJ Ski just having a good laugh about the fact that I cut myself off with the jingle, which was quite good. I've got an interview with Sam Newbold of Sam Newbold Quintet, originally from Yorkshire and now living in Amsterdam, and he's playing at Sheffield Jazz on Friday. So interview coming up pretty shortly. This is a brand new Don Cherry, and I'm trying to think who the other person is. I think it's, let's have a look, Latif Khan, and it's been produced by Heavenly Sweetness. And yeah, I've been hearing a lot of stories about Don Cherry recently from Nena Cherry's autobiography, or at least I've been listening to the audio version. And yeah, what an incredible musician, and just sort of, yeah, one of that jazz age which they just can't fake it.
Thank you. Brand new Don Cherry, untitled. It's got something else to it as well. But anyway, Have Any Sweetness. It's a really, really good LP. Listened to it earlier this morning. It's been, as I said, I think it was a little bit of a, rare one. Okay, so yeah, I've got the interview with Sam Newbold Quintet coming up. As I say, performs this Friday at Sheffield Jazz. It's an extended one. That's coming up in a moment. Before that, Ollie, am I going to have to put some Chronics on? You want some Chronics? Yeah? Okay. So we're all, at the end of the day, we all have to answer to everybody, and I've got to answer to a four-year-old producer. So this is Chronics, Survivor.
Bye. special thank you, Richard, is Hope Fat Freddy's Drop.
That's right, Hope from Fat Freddy's Drop, especially for Uncle Richard in
Australia.
Yeah, when we had, let me just stop this a minute. When we had the Phonetics 25th birthday recently, I'm sure Giles had that lined up, and I left for a little bit. I don't know what I went and did. So I went out of the room for a bit. So I don't know, did he play it? If anyone was there, did he play it? Because I thought that's a brave choice, but a brilliant choice. But yeah, Fat Freddy's Drop, Hope.
Hope for a generation, just beyond my reach, not beyond. love for music. The music is me. The music is you. The music can be something we do. Music is good, and music is right, and music can stand strong right through the night, and music can hold you, music can keep you safe from harm and her beautiful arms. Music is you, and the thing we do, it's the thing we do, it's the thing we do.
Yeah, great choice, Ollie. Fat Freddy's drop, Hope. Still always. Blows my mind to think that we had them at Fanatics in, what was it, 400 capacity club with not really a stage. Very memorable gig. Don't know if it is for them, but anyway. Recently, they lost one of their core members, DJ Fitchy. One of the founding members. Beautiful track still. So, yeah, so I caught up with... Sam Newbold, who's Sam Newbold's quintet. Sorry, I'm just getting some words from my co-producer. What are you saying? Who am I saying to? Hopefully people. Hopefully people listening. That's my aim. So I spoke to Sam Newbold from Sam Newbold Quintet, band leader. He's been based out in Amsterdam for a few years now. So I asked him a number of questions and got him to pick some tracks. And we listened to some tracks from his new album, Homing. He's performing as part of Sheffield Live next week. And it's going to be a series of live recordings, that, as he mentions himself. Ruining the interview, really. It's going to make up the basis of his brand new album. So, yeah. First question I asked him is the no-brainer, the bog standard one, which is how he got into music and how he got into playing the sax. Sam Newbold coming up.
Yeah, so I grew up in a town called Skipton, which is in North Yorkshire, and it's quite a quiet place. It's right on the edge of the Yorkshire Dales. And so there isn't a huge music scene going on there, definitely not really a jazz scene. But I was very lucky in high school. I had a music teacher there called Simon Gregory, who really encouraged me to check out jazz records. And he gave me a load of CDs. This is when I was about, I guess, 12 or 13. And I guess he saw a kind of an interest there and some talent. And he really kind of nurtured that through little jazz ensembles that he'd set up in the school that he encouraged me to join, and the school big band as well. So I really got into music, I have to credit him really with getting me into jazz at least. At the same time, I really wanted to play drums. So I asked this guy, this teacher, if I could join the school big band on drums. And he said, unfortunately not, I was too small at the time to play the drum kit. So he suggested I pick up the sax instead, and he lent me a sax from the school. Got the instrument. I remember spending a week with the mouthpiece upside down on the sax. Nobody had showed me how to do it. And I remember just going home and playing along with like adverts on the TV, the jingles from the adverts. And I guess I found the instrument quite, it kind of fit with me. It seemed to, I understood how it worked quite quickly and got to grips with it. And then from there, I really got into people like Charlie Parker, Cannonball Adderley. There's a great saxophone player called Kenny Garrett as well that really was a big inspiration early on. These are all alto saxophone players. And I think I just really found my voice on that instrument, on the alto saxophone specifically. It just really felt right for me. And yeah, I mean, I have to credit this high school teacher really with getting me into the sax. Also, generally, he gave me a lot of CDs and encouraged me to listen to lots of different alto sax players. So that was really a big inspiration.
Yeah, so I also asked Sam about the moving to Amsterdam and how he ended up there, really.
And then when I turned 18, I decided that I wanted to explore somewhere else and take my music somewhere else. So I ended up moving to Berlin first to study there at the conservatory out there. And then eventually I moved over to Amsterdam, and I've been here for about 10 years now. So I was really lucky in that I got a chance to do that and come and study over here and explore a different music scene in Amsterdam. Yeah, I think moving abroad to study in general has a lot of advantages. You really get kind of thrown into a completely different environment and to an extent, like quite a different culture as well. And for me, at least, that really sparked a lot of kind of, I guess, creativity, but also like a drive or a motivation to get out there and to meet new people and to try and experience new things in this new place. So I found it really exciting. That was the first thing. But of course, there are a lot of challenges that come with that. One of them being the language. Dutch is a really difficult language. And so that's been kind of a challenge to learn that. But also, I think like when you move abroad and you're going into something like music, which is challenging, I would say generally, I think moving abroad really made me value home and the feeling of coming back home and you know, like just the Yorkshire landscape in itself is something that I just I really look forward to seeing whenever I come home. So it's really made me value my upbringing and my home. The last album I wrote was called Homing, and it's all about that feeling of home and homeliness. So it's been a strong part of me as a musician and part of me as an artist. And yeah, I mean, anyone who's thinking of moving out to Amsterdam or being being a musician or an artist, I can only thoroughly recommend it.
Yeah, so in the background you can hear one track from one of the recent Sam Newbold Quintet album.
Yeah, so one of the things that really attracted me to Amsterdam and one of the things that struck me when I arrived was how international the scene is here. So it's kind of, you could walk down your average Amsterdam street and you'd hear maybe three or four different languages, which for me has been really important even before Brexit, that I'm kind of being surrounded by all these different influences all the time. And when you're in when you're studying as well, it's really nice to be in an environment learning with people from all over the world who bring all kinds of different perspectives and different takes on stuff, and have listened to lots of different kinds of music. So there was a lot of exposure to music from Brazil, from South Korea, from Italy, from Germany, from Scotland, and so on. So that felt really great. And in terms of traveling around Europe and touring around Europe, I do think being in Europe and working in Europe as a musician, especially kind of post-Brexit, feels kind of, it honestly feels like a bit of a privilege, really, because I know there are barriers now, kind of like administratively, but also just kind of general outlook, the feel barriers between the UK and Europe, and which is not a good thing. It's really a negative thing for touring and for working together with European musicians. So I do feel privileged in that I can move freely in Europe and tour in Europe, and it doesn't cause too much of a problem. And I just hope that that kind of goes for British musicians as well in the future, where we can really just move freely and collaborate and tour and perform in all these fantastic venues that we've got across Europe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I've released three albums to date. Blencathra is the first one. The second one was called Bogus Notice. And the third one, the latest one, is called Homing. And they're all, I say, there's kind of a theme running through a lot of them, which is about home and stories from my upbringing growing up in North Yorkshire, in the Yorkshire Dales specifically. I didn't really realise it, I think, when I moved away from Yorkshire, how much of an impact that landscape and that area had been on me. And when I was writing the music for each album, I really had this feeling or this kind of inspiration of stuff that had happened when I was growing up. So the first album really is kind of the landscape. Blencathra is a mountain in the Lake District that I spent quite a number of hours climbing up in the wind and rain as a kid. The second album, Bogus Notice, is kind of more about stuff that happened growing up. So funny things that happened to me growing up in North Yorkshire. And there's some sort of like funny stories of my dad laying down like a mile long concrete track on the track I grew up on. That the house I grew up in had a track running up to it, and it washed away every year basically. So my dad concreted the whole thing. So I thought I should probably dedicate a song to him. And then the third album, Homing, is kind of a reflection on my feeling of being at home, having lived abroad for 10 years. So to an extent, I now call Amsterdam home. But then my feeling of going home to the UK and to Yorkshire specifically is still really strong. So it's kind of a reflection on that. That same album actually is also inspired by a homing pigeon, which landed on my terrace in Amsterdam and stayed with us for 3 weeks, which is quite an experience. And I had this sort of funny feeling that the homing pigeon will fly back to its home, like, which is a specific place. Whereas for me, it's kind of changed a little bit. My specific place I might call home has moved from Yorkshire to Amsterdam. So it's a little bit different. But anyway, yeah, there's a theme of homeliness. Home runs through it. And I always like to keep some humor in there as well. So there's a few funny stories thrown in. Yeah, so when I release music, I've done it in a few different ways. I released my first album self-released, so without a label. That was great. You learn a load of stuff. You develop a load of contacts with press, with distributors. You learn all the mistakes, what not to do the next time around with printers and promotion and all this stuff. So it's really like trial by fire. The second two albums I released through a label called Zenez Records. That's a Dutch-based record label that works with a lot of Dutch artists and has a really nice presence here in Amsterdam. So they've been great to work with. In terms of producing the music, I mean, I'm quite, I guess, independent with that. I write all the music alone, essentially. And then I'll take it to the band and we will work on it together and the music will develop from there. But all the initial ideas and the initial stuff really comes from me. And, you know, like, I think some people have different views on that. Some people like to collaborate more and co-write, and maybe they have a producer. But I think, I think I'm a bit of a control freak. I kind of take a lot of control and I enjoy the process of doing all of that myself and developing my own ideas. So I guess, yeah, control freak, or you might look at it as just sort of quite driven and motivated to produce and create. That's the way I see it anyway. Maybe just to say something about the disadvantages of working with a label. I think there's kind of an assumption that we tend to have, which is that you have to get on a label to get somewhere in music, and like you sign to a label and that's the successful moment where you pop the champagne. But honestly, I think from my experience, it's really not the case anymore. You can do so much independently, and you can do a lot of the stuff that labels would have done in the past. You can kind of really do that yourself, maybe even better sometimes, because you're really self-motivated. So I think there are advantages of a label. You're part of a network. You have a lot of expertise that you can share, and you can also collaborate with other musicians on the label. But equally, I think there is a disadvantage in that sometimes maybe if you're on a label, you can assume that they will take care of a load of stuff, when in reality, sometimes that won't happen, or you can actually do it better yourself as the independent artist. So, yeah, disadvantages and advantages, I would say.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been listening to an interview I did with Sam Newbold, second part coming up in a moment. You just heard Twinkle Twinkle from his brand new album Homing, and then prior to that, Barber Tennis Sapientes. Now, I understand that apparently the web player thingamajiggy website is down, so hopefully you're managing to find us somehow. Tune in, I think, has it, and other things. We'll put it on in a minute, yeah. So, second part of the interview coming up in a moment.
Hi, this is Florence Adoni on Sounds Like This, presented by Chris Welch on Sheffield Live. Enjoy and keep listening to Sounds Like This. Thank you.
The world is full of shiny sounds. Just listen up and close your eyes.
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of different kinds of music because I've been writing a new album. So I try to kind of immerse myself in lots of different stuff. But I've got three songs that I think are really, they've been on repeat for a while. Cecile McLaurin-Salvon has a new album out called Oh Snap. And there's a song there called Eureka, which is just, I think it's just fantastic. Second one is Emmanuel Wilkins has an album out called Blues Blood, and the song Dark Eyes Smile is great. That's also with Cecile, actually.
That never fade in my